Chapter 4, Expanding by Publishing. In December 1851, James and Ellen White left Saratoga Springs for a midwinter tour, visiting scattered groups of believers and churches in northern and western New York. James's report in the review at the end of the seven-week tour was optimistic. "We reached home the 13th, and found our friends in good health and spirits. Sister, Annie, Smith, who has had the care of the paper in our absence, seems happy with her charge. Our health is improved by traveling. We are all very happy to see the cause of truth rapidly advancing." The Review and Herald, February 17, 1852. On the back page of the same issue, he made an interesting proposition regarding the work of publishing the message. "We think the time has come when a press should be owned by Sabbath keepers. Now our work is being done on the Sabbath, which is very unpleasant and inconvenient. It also costs much more than it would if we had an office of our own. Will the committee take this matter in hand? Ibid." James called a conference to meet on Friday, March 12, 1852, in the home of Jesse Thompson, 9 miles, 15 kilometers, from Saratoga Springs, where the 14 numbers of Volume 2 of the Review and Herald had been published. Among those attending that conference were Joseph Bates, Hiram Edson, S. W. Rhodes, and James and Ellen White. They were joined by the Review staff and nearby believers. The report of the work done that Friday was faith-challenging. The subject of publishing the paper was introduced. Several brethren spoke of the disadvantages of having it published as it has been, and of the propriety of having an office at the control of Sabbath keepers. And after investigating the matter, it was decided by a unanimous vote, 1, that a press, type, etc., should be purchased immediately, 2, that the paper should be published at Rochester, New York, 3, that brethren E.A. Poole, Labaius Drew, and Hiram Edson compose a committee to receive donations from the Friends of the Cause to purchase the press, type, etc., and to conduct the financial concerns of the paper, 4, that the brethren abroad be requested through the next number of the Review and Herald to choose agents in their churches to receive donations for the purpose of establishing the press, and carrying forward the publishing of the paper, and, 5, that those donations that are immediately sent and should be sent to Hiram Edson, Port Byron, New York. It was thought that $600 would be sufficient to establish the press at Rochester, Ibid, March 23, 1852.